Translation, O Lord, you are always in full knowledge and so bring all good fortune to all living entities. You will appear in different incarnations, all of them transcendental to the material creation. When you appear in those incarnations, you are pleasing to the pious and religious devotees. But for non-devotees, you are the annihilator. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse explains why the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears as an incarnation again and again. The incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead all function differently, but their main purpose is paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatuskritam, to protect the devotees and annihilate the miscreants. Yet even though the duskritas or miscreants are annihilated, this is ultimately good for them. Vrindavane, end of the purport. Vrindavane ramanareti prasiddha bhumo tatra api krishna balarama supada mule jnanam param paramai krishna sudharma chuktam dandasta deva prabhupada namo namaste saṃsāra dukkha jalato paritasya kama krodadi nakra makarai kavalikatasya durvashana nikatitasya narasayasya chaitanya chandra mamate padavalambam Jaladhara Shashivarno Gopavesha Kishoro Sahacharagana Vrindai Kridamana Vrajesho Natabara Chitavesho Nilapitambaradyo Jagadajananaheto Ramakrishna Natosmi Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Kripasandabhivacha Paditanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna's, when the people ask me, how are the deities? Then I reply, Krishna is always smiling. If your sadhana is good, he smiles with you. And if your sadhana is bad, he smiles at you. But he's always smiling. So Krishna is always happy in transcendental bliss. And basically, his business is to protect the devotees and annihilate the miscreants. And even though Krishna annihilates the miscreants, it's good for them. So it's better to be a devotee than to be a demon, because Krishna will tolerate and help the devotee more. And he'll only kill the demons. But Krishna doesn't have to kill the demons in Kali Yuga. He didn't have to appear to kill the demons. He says Durga Mata can smash millions of karmis, non-devotees. And so, basically, Durga Chati into Durga, you cannot cross over that lady. Durga means fort, or very difficult to cross over that lady. Like that. It's really heavy stuff. So you don't mess with Balaram and you don't mess with her. Don't mess with Durga, because both of them are really heavy. And Maya means mercy also. Maya means mercy also. So basically, Durga Mata kicks the non-devotees and encourages them to become bitter. Just like mother kicks the child sometimes. It's stated by Chanakya Pandit, Laliyata Bahavo Dosha Tadena Bahavo Guna Tasma Chishanta Putram Cha Tadena Natula Layet. If you fondle the child, all faults happen with the child. If you constructively criticize, all good qualities happen. Therefore, whether you're a disciple or you're a child, don't flatter, constructively criticize. So Chanakya gives that shloka. It's pretty good. We should take that in mind. And that Krishna's, that Vaishnava and Vaishnavi of substance thinks, hey, I only get the slaps I deserve. And according to Brahma Samhita, karmadi nirdhati kintu cha bhakti bhajan, that one who does on the path of bhakti, then the karma is reduced. So you're going to get a slap, but you get a slap, it's good for you. Everybody needs a good slap now and then. It's good for you, and it'll be reduced anyway. It's a reduced slap. Just like, basically, Krishna's doing pariksha. Just like when you're doing puja, then sometimes you cut yourself when you're doing puja. So Krishna is doing pariksha. Now, if this happens to you, what are you going to do then? So Krishna just wants to see your integrity of purpose. And that's interesting. If you pass the test, then he bankrolls it. Tulsi Rani is the same thing. Like wife, like husband. Basically the same thing. Just like in cold climates like now. Then I talk about getting a lamp for Tulsi Devi. And one girl in Wales asked me this question. You know, how am I going to convince my husband about that expenditure? And I said, oh, I got an idea. You put a donation box in front of Tulsi. And when you see her, you put one British pound in the slot. Tuck! Then after 180 days, there you got your lamp. 6 months, 7 months later, I get an email from her. I can't believe it. We did that. And we can't believe it that, wow, we got money flying all over the place, business we haven't seen before. And I said, she's not a poor girl. She'd pay for it. You don't flinch for Tulsi. You don't flinch for Krishna either because they'll pay for it. You know, it's good stuff. Hey, we need some dry Tulsi Manjaris. Has the Tulsi Manjari for that? Fine. So basically, Krishna's not interested in what you give him. He wants what's behind your back. Just like the Lord manifests himself as a giant form of Govardhan. And all the Vrijavasis, including young Krishna and Radharani, offered obeisance as the giant form of Govardhan. And he clicked his fingers and said, Anior, give more. So Anikut Kshetra is 3.5 kilometers, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says. So the Vrijavasis gave a lot of stuff for Krishna to take, but Krishna was not satisfied. So he said, Anior. And the Vrijavasis said, how can we give more? So then one Vrijavasis said, I have a quintal of rice in my godown. So Krishna extended his hand and took that. And then he says, Anior, give more. So Balaram was really smart. He put some Tulsi leaves in front of Krishna. And then Krishna took the Tulsi leaves and said, Triptos me, now I'm satisfied. So basically that's it. You know, we satisfy Krishna by offering Tulsi. And Krishna will accept it because of her, not because of us. This is why the pujaris sprinkle water on the offering, because to the cook may be on or off mentality, you know. So the devotees sprinkle water on a vyanjana, you know, vyanjana padikam, you know, on the preparation to destroy, dispel the faults that the cook had, you know. And because you are what you eat, you know. And if somebody got some faults, you get it, you know. Big time. You get it big time. Then, so you should offer Krishna good things with love. And just like I asked Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj, Prabhupada's godbrother, how do you do your puja when it's more than 24 hours in your last puja? Manasa. You know, to be in an Indian train more than 24 hours is common. He goes, Manasa, do it in the mind. Prabhupada didn't teach us much about manasik seva. And so I said, well, Krishna like it like the external. And he screamed at me. He thought it was a stupid question. He goes, why not? Provided the love is there. I go, well, love is the main thing. When you're really dependent on Krishna and you chant all the same mantras, you're just meditating at your clean. Chant all the same mantras, do the same procedure. Then, and you're very helpless, Krishna reciprocates even more than the external. It's good. So one should do manasik seva before the external seva. As much as possible, and that purifies you and that helps you and endears you to Krishna, and Krishna reciprocates a lot more. I never got reciprocation from Krishna by doing the bare bones akadasi. Eat whatever you want, sleep whatever you want. But when I accidentally did all night vigil, then I got reciprocation. It was December 31st of 2010 in Simferopol, Crimea. The excuse was, it was Safala Kadasi. The excuse was New Year's Eve. So I stayed up all night with 16 Vaishnavas and 16 Vaishnavis dancing around Gornatai. And the next day, Hridayanath, Paramatma, Hridayanath, the Lord of the Heart, reciprocated better than I've ever seen in my life. And I thought, wow, where have I been for 37 years? That was 5 years ago. We hope people don't have to wait 42 years before they find out how good it is, you know? And basically, when Akadasi happens Sunday through Thursday, then you can stay up to midnight. It's easy to stay up to midnight if you have kirtaniers. good Kirtaneers. In the 1970s, we were cooking up a storm for the devotees and stalking our rounds. After the festival's over, you have to finish your japa. So we had these rules for late night japa after 10 p.m. Don't stop moving. Don't stop chanting. Don't sit down. And that's good for ekadasi. You start it with dvital, it's slow. And then when you speed up the tempo, it's sixtal. And basically, you're stuck with whatever you've got. Because it means a trained, sixtal means a trained mridanga player, trained harmonium player, trained kartal player, trained mridanga player. But not everybody is trained. Some people are stuck. Just like in ISKCON, they like three tal a lot. And they're stuck. You're basically stuck with whatever you've got. So many, many ragas, many melodies can be three tal, two tal, six tal. It really depends on the person leading the kirtan, if he's trained or not. And then you're basically stuck with what you got. And you make do with what you have. And your determination will be tested when you have to do it by yourself. Just like I happened to be in Auckland, New Zealand, when Mahashivratri happened on a Monday. So you can't tell 5,000 Gujaratis don't worship Lord Shiva. They won't listen to you. So it's interesting stuff. So what did they do on a Tuesday? They got wife, kids, jobs like everybody. They cleanse the temple and close the temple at 5 o'clock. The breakfast was 7 o'clock in the morning and like that. So if they had integrity, they told their boss, coming in a few hours late. Or they told a business colleague, could you cover for me? Or if they had leave, they took off. If there's a will, there's a way. If there's no will, there's no way. One has to have indefatigable determination. And in numbers, there is strength. So get a lot of people on board to do kirtan. Then you can do it. Much stronger than yourself. And your determination will be tested when you have to do it by yourself. When there's nobody around and you have to do it. Just like I was in Belfast, I had to do it by myself. Shaddila Kadasi, I had to do it by myself. And also, recently, in Haro Bhakti Center, I did it with two devotees. Not bad. Two devotees are not too bad. And then in Miami, we called it Miami in the old days because the girls are on the prowl. They're looking for husbands. Get the hell out of town. We called it Miami in the old days. So I did it with two devotees and like that. And the next day, next time, Mokshadaya Kadasi, the Kadasi that gives liberation, is the day that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. Then it was a Monday night, Monday, when Ekadasi happened. In Lipsilanti, Detroit, I stayed up with about eight devotees. Not bad. Eight devotees is pretty good. So Ekadasi stole my mind. I'm an Ayaram, Gayaram. Rama's coming, Rama's going. So basically, everywhere I do Ekadasi. Ekadasi stole my wine. Winter is really great. Just open the window and breathe deep. when it gets tough at 2 o'clock in the morning, just open the window and breathe deep. Oh, and you're wide awake, Then you get what's called second wind. You wake up naturally. It's called second wind. And you automatically wake up. It's good. Like that. All right, we'll stop here. Krishna manifests himself to try to help the devotees. It doesn't really matter who you worship. You can worship Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, Gornatai, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, Radha Krishna, Giriraj, Shalagram. Doesn't matter who you worship. Or Tulsi Devi, even Tulsi Devi. The Lord and his spouse give themselves to you. That's their nature. It really depends on who you, it doesn't really depend on who you worship. See, not everybody is a pujari by nature. But if you're a pujari, you don't have an option. You have to worship Krishna. And you really have a lot of japa when Balaram comes in the heart and tells you, don't worship us today. That's really tough, because worship is a part of relationship between the pujari and the Lord. Just like in 1975, Prabhupada asked a pujari in Denver, Colorado, how is Krishna? The pujari thought, well, how do I know? So Prabhupada said, you're the pujari, you should know. Pujari should know if Krishna's happy or not with him. Pujari should really know if they're happy or not with him. All right, we'll stop here. We've spoken enough. If you have a question, you have a relationship. And if you don't have a question, where is your relationship? The Sanskrit word means, Manishinam means intelligent, and Mano means human being. So it both come from the same Sanskrit root. So if you don't have a question, look at the mirror and ask yourself, am I a human being? The best question is a written question because it's anonymous. Nobody knows who spoke it. And it helps a person to edit what they're thinking and to stifle any criticism, like, why are you asking this question? And if we do not get questions from the children, we're all in trouble. Because the kids are the next generation. We're all in trouble. There is no guarantee the child will be a devotee. That's not guaranteed. What's guaranteed is they'll be a burglar. That's guaranteed. It's stated in 8th Canto, chapter 22, verse 9. See, Bali Maharaj was quoting Prahlad Maharaj because Prahlad Maharaj was more important in his character development than his father Virochana was. So the Sanskrit says, Kim riktaharai svajanakya dasyubi. What are the use of the relatives? They're simply plunderers, steal all the money could be used for Krishna and spiritual opulence. So Prabhupada's lecturing on the shloka, and he says, if a burglar comes, you call the police. If your spouse and child comes, this is love. The male child picks the mother's pocket, and female child picks the father's pocket. Legalized burglar. So one devotee said, I'm 53, my mother's 85, and I'm still picking her pocket. It goes on until death, you know. In Mauritius, there was a down cow. Down cow means leaving in a few days. And all the cows were bewildered. So, as Lakshmi was a down cow. So I pulled her into her trough and gave her some water. You know, she drank about 5 liters of water. Then I gave her a bunch of grass. She ate the grass. Then I let all the cows go. And there was one cow that had a chain on her. For good reason. It was Mohini. It was the adopted daughter of Lakshmi. And so I tried to remove the chain, and the cow put her horns underneath my belly. What you going to do now? And then flipped her head up, and 85 kilos went up in the air and landed on the ground. And Gaura Shakti, the devotee who takes care of the cow, says, she probably didn't have anything malicious in her heart. She doesn't know her own strength, that's all. And for 4 months, I couldn't lift my arm. Mohini, I was thinking of Mohini. And they go. And he said, Lakshmi is really selfless. If Mohini would ask her for milk, she's on her deathbed. And if Mohini asked her for milk, Lakshmi would probably give it like that, you know. Lakshmi was really selfless cow, you know, like that. Mohini was the adopted daughter of Lakshmi. It's interesting stuff that when a Nilgai dies, then the Nilgai saddle up to a cow, and because the cows give milk and like that. And I said, can you give it buffalo milk? And my godbrother Kumarup said, nah, you can't give buffalo milk because they know what the difference is. They'll immediately vomit and pass loose motion out of their rear, you know, immediately. When they give buffalo milk. It's interesting stuff. And they have a Hindi saying that if you eat the milk of a water buffalo, you'll get the brains of a water buffalo. So, and Padma Purana said the milk products of a water buffalo can't be offered to Krishna. But that's all you get now in India, practically. In UP, that's all you get. So who reads Sanskrit? Did you see stuff? All right. We'll take a question. Who's got a question?